So what I've looked at today is taken from Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 12 to 15. And I'm looking at the blessings of Yehovah. And Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 12 to 15, it says, "And it shall be, because you hear these right rulings, and shall guard and do them, that Yehovah your Elohim shall guard with you the covenant and the kindness which he swore to your fathers, and shall love you and bless you and increase you, and shall bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock, in the land which he swore to your fathers to give you. Blessed are you above all peoples. There is not going to be a barren man or a barren woman among you, or your livestock. And Yehovah shall turn away from all sickness and put on you none of the evil diseases of Mitzrayim, which you have known, but he shall put them on all those who hate you." Pretty strong words, aren't they? But Yehovah wants to bless us. The blessing is for us. It is our Heavenly Father's desire to bless us and allow no harm to come to us. But he can only do that if we obey his mitzvot. He gave us a proviso. He said, if we do not obey his mitzvot, but turn to other gods, then we will be cursed. That does not mean a god with a name, like the god of another religion. To have an idol of any kind in your life means that we are obeying another god. You don't need to be following some other god. You just need to have an idol in your life. I think that I can honestly say that all of us have idols in our lives of some kind. Can someone let Luke in, please? It's just a matter of admitting that they are there and removing them. Some conflicts in life are caused because of an idol in our life demanding its own way. If we are not putting the teachings and the instructions of Yehovah and his son Yeshua first and foremost, or we are demanding our own way or our own rights, then there's an idol there that is being worshipped. If Yehovah and Yeshua are not first, then whatever is first is the idol. Yehovah blesses his people when he bestows on them some gifts, be it worldly or spiritual. The first of his blessings that he ever gave was on Adam and Hava, and he also wishes that blessing on us. So if we go to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 22. It says, "And Elohim blessed them, saying, bear fruit and increase, fill the waters in the seas, and then let the birds increase on the earth." Then Abraham, still receiving blessings, even though he was of this world. In Bereshit 24 verse 35, it says, "And Yehovah had blessed my master exceedingly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold, male and female servants and camels and donkeys." And then, of course, there's Eov, or Job, who most people look to in time of suffering. But he was also a man who received huge blessings from Yehovah. Eov, Job 42:12a says, "And Yehovah blessed the latter days of Eov more than his beginnings." And in Psalms, or Tehillim 45 and verse 2, it says, "You are more handsome than the sons of men. Favor has been poured over your lips. Therefore Elohim has blessed you forever." This psalm is a love song of King David to the leader who I believe is Yeshua. We bless Yehovah when we thank him for our mercies, as in Tehillim, or Psalms 103 verses 1 to 2. It says, bless Yehovah, O my being, and all that is in within me. Bless his set apartness, or his holiness. Bless Yehovah, my being, and do not forget all his dealings. And also in Tehillim 145, verses 1 and 2. I exalt you, O my Elohim, O sovereign, and bless your name forever and ever. All day long I bless you and praise your name forever and ever. It doesn't matter what happens in our life, as long as we are blessing Yehovah, as long as we are giving him the glory for the blessings we receive, and put him first in everything we do and say, then he will bless us. A person blesses him or herself when he invokes Yehovah's blessing on himself. And you can do this. Yeshayahu, Isaiah 65:16 says, so that he who blesses himself in the earth does bless himself in the Elohim of truth. And he who swears in the earth does swear by the Elohim of truth. Because the former distresses shall be forgotten, and because they shall be hidden from my eyes. He also blesses himself when he rejoices in Elohim's goodness to him. In Devarim, Deuteronomy 29 and verse 19, it says, and it shall be when he hears the words of this curse that he should bless himself in his heart. So we're being directed to bless ourselves, saying, I have peace though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart in order to add drunkenness to thirst. To have peace when walking in the stubbornness of the heart is saying to me that the person who has peace while walking in their own sin, these people can be in denial of Yehovah's word or Torah, or it's the same as some people thinking they have a license to sin. It's okay if I sin because Yehovah will forgive me, and then I can sin again and he'll forgive me, and it goes on and on in cyclical style. When one person blesses another, when he expresses good wishes or offers prayers to Elohims for another person's welfare, is a way of blessing. In Bereshit, Genesis chapter 46 and verse 20, it says, and they blessed Rivka and said to her, let our sister become the mother of thousands, of 10,000s, and let your seed possess the gates of those who hate them. And in Bereshit, Genesis 31 and 55, and Levan rose up early in the morning and kissed his sons and daughters and blessed them. And Levan left and returned to his place. It was normal in those days to receive a blessing when departing from loved ones. And also when a father was dying, he would bless his children and his family. Levan blessed Yaakov, Leah and Rachel and the children when they were leaving, because he did not know if he would ever see them again. Malachi and I bless our children whenever we see them before they leave us to go home. Our son has served in the Australian Defence Force for the past 31 years. He's of the secular world. He no longer comes to follows in his faith, but he knows Yeshua and made a commitment when he was very young. And as you've all heard, that as a 17-year-old teenager, he was humiliated by a minister in front of a whole church and never walked back into a church again. Yet he is still held on to the teachings he had as a child and a young man. He respects his parents and is a faithful husband. Before going to war on a war mission, and he has done many in his past 31 years, he always has us pray over him and bless him before he leaves, because he doesn't know if he will return. So he likes our blessing. I'm praising Yah that this week, as I learned that he'll be spending his last 3 years of service before he retires at 55 on Australian soil. He's not going to be where he wanted to be. He's just built a house up at Perigian Beach. Bridgie in Springs, and he was hoping to come to Queensland for the last 3 years. He hasn't been home in the 31 years he started in the Defence Force. He hasn't served at home. And we were hoping that his last 3 years would be here, but to no avail. But he's staying in Australia. He's not going off onto any war efforts, so I'm happy with that. That's a blessing to me. In next slide, in Shemuel Aleph, or 1 Samuel, chapter 2 and verse 20, Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, Yehovah give you offspring from this woman, for the one she prayed for and gave to Yehovah. Then they would go to their own home. Sometimes blessings were uttered under divine inspiration, as in the case of Noah, or for Yitzhak and Yaakov and Moshe. In Bereshit 9, 26 to 27, it says, And he, Noah, said, Blessed be Yehovah, the Elohim of Shem, and let Canaan become his servant. Let Elohim enlarge Japheth's, and let him dwell in the tents of Shem, and let Canaan become his servant. And further down in Bereshit 27, 27 to 29, it says, And he came near and kissed him, and he smelt the smell of his garments, and blessed him and said, See, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field, which Yehovah has blessed. And may Elohim give you the dew of the heavens and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brothers and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be those cursing you and blessed be those blessing you. And further down in 48, 15 to 20, And Yaakov blessed Yosef and said, The Elohim upon whom my fathers Avraham Yitzhak walked, the Elohim who has fed me all my life long to this day, the messenger who has redeemed me from the evil, bless the youths. And let my name be called upon them, and the name of my father Avraham and Yitzhak. And let them increase to a multitude in the midst of the earth. And when Yosef saw that his father laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it was evil in his eyes, and he took hold of his father's hand to remove it from the head of Ephraim to the head of Manasseh. And Yosef said to his father, Not so, my father, for this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. But his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He also becomes a people, and he also is great. And yet his younger brother is greater than he. And his seed is to become the completeness of the nations. And he blessed them on that day, saying, In you Israel shall bless, saying, Elohim, make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh. Thus he put Ephraim before Manasseh. And Ephesians 6, 32 to 23 to 24. It says, Peace to the brothers and love with belief from Elohim the Father and the Master Yeshua HaMashiach. Favour be with all those who love our Master Yeshua HaMashiach unceasingly. Amen. Again in 2 Thessalonians 3, 16 and 18. Now may the Lord of Shalom himself give you shalom always in all ways. The Lord be with all of you. The grace of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah be with you all. And Messianic Jews, Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 to 21. And the Elohim of peace, who brought up our Master Yeshua from the dead, and the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his desire, working in you what is pleasing in his sight, through Yeshua HaMashiach, to whom be esteem forever and ever. Amen. And Kepher Aleph, 1 Peter 5, 10 and 11, the Elohim of all our fathers, who called you to this everlasting esteem of Messiah Yeshua, after you have suffered a while, himself perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the esteem and might forever and ever. But last but not least, we have the blessing among the Hebrews in their own thank offerings. When the master of the feast took a cup of wine in his hand after having blessed Elohim for it and other mercies they enjoyed, including the food they had eaten, he then handed it to his guests. Excuse me. He then handed it to his guests who all partook of it. He didn't bless the food to their bodies after the meal as done in Christendom. Thanks, honey.
You actually skipped a couple of verses.
I've skipped a page, have I? I did. Let's go back. Okay. I've said that one. Ha ha. So the blessings, the Kohanim. Yeah, I missed out on the Kohanim. The Kohanim, were divinely authorized to bless people. Also, when we were blessing from the blessings under divine inspiration of Noah, Yitzhak, and Yaakov and Moshe, there was also the whole chapter of Bereshit, chapter 49, and the whole chapter of Deuteronomy 33 and verse 1. And this was the blessing which Moshe, the man of Elohim, blessed the children of Israel before his death. So I didn't do those. And then the blessings of the Kohanim, we have the Devarim, or Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8. At that time, Yehovah separated the tribe of Levi to bear the Ark of the Covenant of Yehovah, to stand before Yehovah, to serve him, and to bless in his name to this day. And in Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27, Yehovah said to Moshe, speak to Aharon and his sons and tell them that this is how you are to bless the people of Israel. You are to say to them, as we say every week, Yevarecha ka Yehovah vishmerecha. Ye'e Yehovah panavaleka vihuneka. Yisa Yehovah panavaleka v'yasam laka shalom. In this way, you are to put my name on the people of Israel so that I will bless them. This is why we do this every week, because it's an instruction that we have been told to do, to bless you and invoke Yah's blessing upon you before, you know, after we meet each week. And the other ones that I didn't mention, that I had skipped the page, were the apostolic benedictions or blessings. And that's, the first one is 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14. The favour of the Master Yeshua HaMashiach and the love of Elohim and the fellowship of the Ruach HaKodesh, the set-apart Spirit, be with you all. Amen. And I've done the others. The peace to the brothers and love with belief. So that would have left you a little bit up in the air as to what I was talking about, wouldn't it? When it skips a double page on me like that, I don't realise it. So you need to warn me, girls. So last but not least, we've got the blessings of the Hebrews in their thank offerings. And Tehillim, Psalms chapter 116, verse 13, which we use in our remembrance service, refers to this custom. And it says, I lift up the cup of deliverance and call upon the name Yehovah. It's alluded to in 1 Corinthians 10:16, where the apostle speaks of the cup of blessing. In 1 Corinthians 10:16, it says, the cup of blessing which we bless is not a sharing in the blood of Is it not a sharing in the blood of the Messiah? The bread that we break, is it not a sharing in the body of the Messiah? We all go through trials and testings in our lives. We certainly have been through it in the last 6 months. And we don't usually receive blessings from our lives, from our loved ones, like they did in the old days, especially in biblical days. But it is good to bless our loved ones often. Malachi and I will never depart our home, even to go to the shops, without making sure that we've said goodbye to each other, that we've kissed each other and we've left on a good note. We never go to sleep at night without invoking Yah's blessing on each other, because we don't know if we'll wake up in the morning. When we do that, we know that it doesn't matter. You know, we don't know that we'll see each other again. Yes, we're only going to the shops, but anything can happen. Look what happened in Beirut this week. Anything can happen. We don't know. So if it's just a practice we've always done, to bless each other as we leave, welcome each other back when we return. And we know that if something happened, we've left on a good note and there's no regrets. If Yehovah should choose to take either of us home at any time, we know because of our actions that the other one will always be at peace. And I think that's most important in every relationship, that everyone is at peace. Yehovah says to bless those who curse you. That's not easy. But when you do that, you can never hold a grudge. You get over your hurt much quicker, and you become a better person and never bitter. It's just one letter that's different, whether it's E or I. Better person, not a bitter person. And so many people can become bitter because they can't bless those who curse them. I have found that when I was in the workplace, and when you work with a huge school of teachers, you don't get on with every person. Some people can be very difficult, but it doesn't matter how they treat you, as long as you're always blessing them, wishing them a good day, wishing, you know, just something goes wrong and you give them a hand, they don't have to like you, you don't have to like them. But if you keep pouring love onto them, it's like pouring those fiery coals on their head. And I'd rather do that than have a stand-up fight with someone. I suppose it's the same as taking the log out of your own eye before we attempt to take the splinter out of somebody else's, as Yeshua directed us. If we love Yehovah as we are commanded to do in the Shema, then we must bless others daily. I just want to finish this message with the doxology of Yehuda, which is not a blessing, but I felt it finished it, what I've been saying today. In Jude verses 24 to 25, "And to him who was able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his esteem and exceeding joy, to the only wise Elohim, our Saviour, be esteem and greatness and might and authority, now and forever. Amen." It is Yeshua that we give the glory to. It is Yeshua that we allow into our lives, to work in our lives, and to be that double-edged sword that he has always promised to be.